On the Air with Kyle and Jackie O.
Last time we had Jeremy Renner on, he was a great chat. He's in a new movie too, Jackie, called Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters 3D. It's in cinemas from Feb 7.
Mm.
We're in Los Angeles now. There's billboards everywhere for this thing. That means when the movie company invests all this money making a movie and then a lot more money advertising it, that means they're betting this is going to be a hugie.
Well, it topped the box office, so it is.
Thank God, everyone says.
Yeah.
Jeremy's on the phone right now. He is in Australia. Jeremy, we keep missing each other.
Yeah, what the heck, man? I come all the way out here to see you guys, and you guys are in my hometown.
That's ridiculous.
We're here for awards season. Are you happy that you're missing all of that, or do you quite like those things?
Well, the only thing kind of really great about them is it's sort of like a high school reunion or something. You know, you see just a bunch of people that you feel like you know, and some people that you do want to know.
Yeah. Last time you were on our show, you played a game called Aussie Head Jobs. And you
I did pretty good. I did failing at that, right?
Yeah. Can I just give you an update on that? No one has been as bad as what you were at that game. So you're still at the bottom of the leaderboard.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I would love that as well. So it's just the name of the thing. It just reeks.
You just
don't want to be the king of that.
No.
Now, let me set the record straight on this. Hansel is how we say it, but in the movie it seems to be Hansel. What's the deal?
It's like tomato, tomato. Who cares?
Okay.
We all know what we're talking about.
But I really think that this movie is great. Now, for those that obviously most people haven't seen it, obviously unless you're at the premiere or whatever, give us a snapshot of what you believe this movie is about.
It's to me kind of what sold me on the idea is just being familiar with, mind you, very vaguely familiar of the fairy tale, just the gingerbread house and almost getting eaten by a witch, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much just we just sort of asked the idea of like, you know, what happened to them? Where are they now, sort of 15 years later? They're kind of pissed off and they've become bounty hunters to kill witches that are trying to eat children.
It's very, I don't know, it's got a really cool dark edge to it, this movie. It's not a fairy tale. Let's just put it that way, right?
It's not a fairy tale. It just takes the characters from the fairy tale and sort of looks into the future. It still has like a contemporary kind of feel in a medieval world. It's kind of has its, it vacillates between action and horror and even some humor. In the 3D, it's quite a fun movie.
Is Will Ferrell responsible for any of that? Because he's producer on this, right?
Yeah. He was behind the scenes, Adam McKay, helping throw in a little bit of humor here or there.
Humor, yeah. And did you have much to do with him?
With Adam?
Will. With Will.
Only after the fact, that's what we're done with the movie, yeah.
I noticed with a lot of your movies, you're wearing slightly uncomfortable costumes. That seems to be a bit of a trend.
this one is actually very comfortable. I slept in that leather get-up. It was awesome. They did a really, really good job of making something look so cool yet actually really functional.
What was the most uncomfortable shoot for you? Was it doing the Hurt Locker with all that heavy equipment? Was it the Avengers, Bourne Legacy?
Don't forget he was in Mission Impossible. I loved you kicking ass in Mission Impossible as well.
Maybe the beard in Bourne was really uncomfortable. It's like having an old hairbrush glued to your face. It's like some little dead roadkill kind of it's really quite awful. I think that's probably the most unpleasant. Everything else was tolerable.
Hey, now also I read about you that you and a friend of yours, you buy houses and you renovate them, you flip them and you sell them for a huge profit. And how long have you been doing that for?
For 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard that you got a house for $7 million. You've renovated it. It's now on the market for $25
million. Ooh.
Now that's my partner. He did that one, and he had a guy to back him on that one. A guy that actually lived in one of our places kind of liked what we were doing. He said, I'll support you guys and back in. So, my brother went and did that on his own.
What part do you do? Do you go on that, you know, you pick the carpet, or is it just an overall design, or what is it?
It depends on how much time I have. You know, as of lately, I really haven't done many because I've been a bit busy.
Yeah, I'd imagine that'd be weird.
I'm very hands-on. Both of us, actually, get very hands-on with the project. Have to be there kind of every day and answer 1,000 questions, put out fires, whatever the heck we have to do. And then we're out. It's pretty much all in design. Yeah, they're massive homes, or they're massive jobs, even if it's a small home. So you can't do it all. We have to just manifest.
I can imagine you on set in Hansel and Gretel in all their outfits chasing witches, and then your phone rings and your mate's like, I just can't pick which curtains are going to go in the grand dining room.
It kind of is like that, yes. not quite to the curtains bit, but, you know.
Oh,
that's
love this.
That's amazing. Who would have thought you did that?
It doesn't fit in this room, so we have to, all right, shift it and move it around the wall, and yeah, it's that kind of stuff.
Jeremy, we're going to take some calls. You've got a lot of fans in Sydney who would love to talk to you, so if you'd like to talk to Jeremy Renner this morning, ask him a question. Our lines are open on 13 10 60. Anyone who gets on air also gets a prize.
Yeah,
as well.
Jeremy Renner, you can talk to him direct. Ring us now. Hansel and Gretel, that is The Witch Hunter 3D at Sin Cinemas on Feb 7. More with him coming up here at Today FM.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcast. Now.
Jeremy Renner joins us on the air.
Kyle and Jackie O's listener questions. If you dial
my number. Hansel and Gretel's the new movie Witch Hunters 3D in cinemas February 7. It's fantastic. It's just, I don't know, it's edgy, it's dark, it's cool. It's
and we love
sexy.
Jeremy Renner, who we've spoken to before, and now we're getting you guys to talk to him. You can ask him a question on 13 10 60.
Debbie, you're on with Jeremy Renner. What's your question?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fantastic now. You just made my day.
Good morning.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Hansel and Gretel, but I wanted to know, what was your first movie that you starred in?
The first movie?
Yeah.
I think in 94, it was a National Lampoon Senior Trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think I remember that.
Really?
Me either. I barely remember too.
I love those National Lampoons. They were the biggest movies ever.
It was good fun. It was a great milestone. It's a great first job, that's for sure. I'll tell you that.
Totally. Nafty's on the air. Hi, Nafty.
Oh my God! Hi, Kyle and Jackie.
Hi, hey, Nafty.
Yeah. Jeremy's here.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God, I'm like going to faint. I think, but it's really nice to be able to ask you a question and get the opportunity, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I just wanted to quickly. I wanted to ask you, how passionate and dedicated were you, and like when did you start off your acting career?
Kind of something I stumbled across in college. I was studying, I wanted to be a detective, and that wasn't working out because I figured you had to be a cop first. And then I took this acting class at this local junior college that I was going to, and then kind of never looked back from there. And that was probably, I guess I was 18.
And let's face it, it's much more fun to act being a cop than it would
be
to be a cop.
Yeah, exactly. I figured I could do that. And I was lucky enough to do that, so it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Less chance of getting shot or injured. And the pay, the pay is so much better. Stav's on. Stav, you're on the air with Jeremy Renner. What's your question?
I just want to know, what was it like working with Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, he is a force, man. I love that dude. He's tremendous. Tremendous dude. He's great too. Great leader for the Avengers set as well. And he's a really good hang.
Thanks for your question, Stav. Ruth's on. Hi, Ruth. What do you want to talk to Jeremy about?
Hi, guys. How are you all doing? I saw you at the premiere last night, Jeremy.
What's that? How you doing, man?
Yeah, you gave me a nice high five. Thanks for that.
I did. All right.
I noticed you growing your hair out. The last time I saw you doing that was back in Dharma.
Yeah.
So what's the project in line for?
It's this movie in the late 70s. It's David O. Russell movie with Christian Bale, Amy Adams, and Bradley Cooper. We start up here in a month or so. It's quite a pain in the butt, I'll tell you what. I haven't had to use a comb in over a decade, and it feels weird to do that again.
Wow, this sounds like a pretty cool movie, though. Good director,
good
cast.
It's going to be fantastic. I think it has like a Goodfellas casino kind of tone, and we're very excited about it.
Man, you're kicking ass. You're doing so well. Every movie you're in is a hit. Everyone's loving you. Have you noticed, more so in the last few years when you're going out, people are like whispering, the whisper, they go, oh, my God, is that guy? That's him. That's Jeremy.
I don't know if it's just, I feel like it's not whispering anymore. There's some grown-ass men in tights and carrying bow and arrows and stuff. It's a little bit more obvious, I think, now.
Well, man, we're looking forward to seeing it. The premiere was last night. It's hit cinemas for everyone to see on Feb 7, Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters 3D. Go and check it out. Thanks for
good
talking
to us,
man.
Good to talk to you again, Jeremy.
See you soon, buddy.
Yeah. Sorry, I miss you guys.
Yeah,
I
well,
know.
One day we'll sit down, we'll have a latte. Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound very manly, does it?
We're up for that.
Jeremy Renner on the air this morning here at the Kyle and Jackie O Show. O News coming up. It's today.
Kyle and Jackie O.